Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily CTA podcast fueled by Pilot House. So the Daily CTA, we're a newsletter and podcast about everything you need to know in the marketing world in only 5 quick minutes. We understand you're important and busy, and it's too damn hard to stay on top of what's happening all the time. So sit back, because we're going to be your eyes and ears on what's moving that industry needle. So what's on the menu today? Well, we're going to be looking into Valentine's Day's trends, the decline of photo AI, no more live shopping, growing retail sales, and a privacy sandbox. Let's hop right into it, folks. So just recently, Google revealed the most common date night idea searches in each state, which have reached a record high in the last month. Flower bouquets and heart-shaped food are popular Valentine's Day searches, along with Galentine's Instagram captions as a way to celebrate strong female friendships. When to break up gets 3 times more searches than when to propose around Valentine's Day, which is surprising, providing insight into how people interact and engage around the event. So take advantage of these insights to create targeted ads, design special promotions or offers, and enhance your social media presence during this romantic season. Understanding the mindset of your audience at this time of the year provides opportunities for success in the future holidays. The trend of AI-powered photo apps have significantly declined in popularity in the recent years. According to new data, downloads of such apps have decreased 45% over the past 2 years. Experts suggest that the decline in popularity may be due to increased concerns over data privacy and the negative effects of social media on mental health. Valuing your consumers' interests like mental health and privacy helps increase your brand's credibility and overall public perception. Instagram is discontinuing its live shopping feature on March 16, 2023, which allowed creators to directly tag products and promote links during live broadcasts. The company cited its focus on features that offer the most value to users as a reason behind the move. While creators will still be able to live stream on Instagram, they won't be able to integrate product links as they used to. Instagram's parent company Meta is refocusing after a financially turbulent 2022, while the company is abandoning live shopping. It's still doubling down on advertising as shopping remains important to the platform. Marketers who previously used this feature should pivot to other e-commerce strategies, such as using Instagram's ad features or integrating links to products and stories and reels. This change also highlights the continued importance of e-commerce on social media platforms, as Instagram plans to focus more on advertising and other tools to promote shopping. U.S. retail sales rose by 5.6% in January 2023, the fastest increase in more than 2 years, as Americans spent more on clothing, electronics, and cars. The strong sales figure defied concerns over high inflation and interest rates, as well as supply chain disruptions and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Experts believe that the robust consumer spending is a sign of confidence in the economy, but caution that the impact of inflation and interest rates on consumer behavior remains to be seen. Despite inflation rising and interest rates rising, consumers are still spending. Americans are still willing to spend on retail goods, including those sold directly by D2C brands. This trend may indicate that there is still plenty of room for growth in the D2C space, as long as products meet consumer demand and are priced competitively. And finally, Google has launched a beta version of its privacy sandbox for Android, which aims to help advertisers serve relevant ads to users without compromising user privacy. The system estimates users' interests based on their installed apps and temporarily saves on the device, replacing cross-app and cross-device identifiers like advertiser IDs. The interest estimated by the Android feature lets advertisers target users with specific interests and show relevant ads using Google's Fledge API to reach custom audiences. Users can control their participation in the beta by managing interests and apps that can use them to show ads. While it remains to be seen if Privacy Sandbox will effectively address privacy concerns, it represents an alternative to the existing system of continuous tracking. The Privacy Sandbox will replace cross-app and cross-device identifiers with services that estimate users' interests based on their installed apps, allowing developers to show ads based on custom audiences. This can provide a more privacy-conscious approach to advertising, which could be more important for marketers who want to maintain user trust while still serving relevant ads. Users will have control over their participation in Sandbox Beta, which means marketers will need to be mindful of user preferences and ensure they are not being overly intrusive with their advertising efforts. And that was today's Daily CTA. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. My name is Jordan, and I will see you tomorrow.